to sound classier than we are.
And it fits the mood today, which is somewhat subdued because Michelle is super sick and super allergic to my perfume, so she's going to puke on me any moment
now. I'm trying
now.
Not to puke on her.
Well.
If I puke, I'll try to aim it towards the trash can.
If
or
we,
rinse it off.
I don't care about me, but can we avoid the computer?
I make no promises.
Okay, if you have to puke, it's the sewing machine or the computer. Which one is it going to be?
Your computer.
Questions to the listeners.
You can believe that.
Would you rather puke on?
Now, you say, would I rather puke on my computer or my sewing machine?
I think we should add that as, I was actually thinking about that the other day, we should add that as a segment. Would you rather?
See, like I got a wave of okay.
What?
Like, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, I'm good. There's, you know, my monthlies tend to be angry. And here's the thing. I usually avoid all this by not eating sugar. And if I don't eat sugar, I'm fine. And I didn't have any sugar today. So I don't understand why I feel like, I'm just going to say it, my uterus is trying to escape my body. Like it's trying to leave. Like it's done.
What, did you eat something else that could have had sugar in it, like fruit or something?
No, it has to be sugar, like
fake sugar,
like chocolate, candy.
Hmm. Maybe it's just my overwhelming sweetness as a person
that
causes it.
That could be it.
Or my perfume.
No, I just get pregnant women. I was explaining this to Eve earlier. When I feel like this, I get what I like to call pregnant women smell sensitivity. Like, I know a lot of women, they're like, I could smell electricity. I'm like, oh, you're just crazy pregnant. But I just get very, like, I love carnations, but I can't be around carnations when I'm on a period. Like, I can't. Oh, God. You want to see me, like, just about hurl everything I've had for a week? Bring carnations
near
me.
Have you talked to some sort of a doctor or something about this?
No. Usually I just
because
don't eat chocolate.
I have generally horrible, horrible cramps.
Yeah,
however...
Yeah.
Midol is my lifesaver. I sort of
the
eat that like
12-hour one is the best.
Well, I eat it by the handful, you know, and I'm good. So.
Like Pez.
Yes. Oh, they should have the Midol and the Pez dispenser with
that
like a goofy
awesome.
Head or something.
I'd buy that because I.
Yeah.
I'd help them like
that. You'd buy
that
and then your kids would probably eat it. How many small children would be having
so
Midol
sick.
Poisoning?
Well, now that we've discussed our menses.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Skein After Skein, episode 19.
Hi. I'm Michelle. Bailey's chewing on his foot.
Bailey's been quiet Bailey's over
chewing
there.
On his foot. Bailey, that's not
and,
me.
Let's get started with the yarn talk. Or
before
do we have something
the yarn
else?
Talk, this is something for Eve that I'm going to do, but something I doubt you've heard about. And this is, I don't know if any other library system in the country does this.
Did you say library or library?
I say library, and it drives my mother insane. I know. Like, there is no E-R-R-Y in library. But I don't know if any of them...
I say it on purpose many times just to irritate my husband because he gets irritated by
it. I've always said it.
I'm going to the library.
It's not the library. The library. The Los Angeles Public Library System has what they call the Stay-at-Home and Read Ball. And what this is they're a yearly fundraiser, but instead of going, as the chairman says, instead of having to... How does he say it? Without having to make a single pass through the urban fundraising event landscape, basically, this is how it works. You pick a book, you stay at home the night of a ball, and you read, and you make a contribution via the mail.
Awesome. And I'm totally a supporter of the Los Angeles library system because all my books clearly come from the library.
Yes, they do. He said last year he... made their kids survive by themselves, and he gave them instructions to do their homework, walk the dog, feed the fish, brush their teeth, put on their jammies, Skype with their mom who was on a job in China, and get themselves in the bed before 9. Having delivered those instructions and kissed everyone goodnight, I closed the bedroom door, enjoyed a bottle of glass of bourbon, and then took a moment to offer my silent thanks to the Los Angeles Public Library for giving me an excuse to do this. Then I fell asleep. He goes, the book, I confess, was a prop. I can't keep my eyes open past 8 anymore. Only young people and empty nesters seem to have the stamina for it.
What's the date of the stay at home?
The date is always on a Friday, if I'm not mistaken, and it is March 1st, 2013. And so it says, when at the time of your choosing on Friday, March 1st, 2013, where? On a comfy chair by the fireplace, under the covers with a flashlight, in a bubble bath, or at your cubicle, etc. Attire, whatever strikes your fancy. Food and drink, yes please. Guests, friends, family, significant others, children, coworkers, classmates, pets are welcome too. And then what I love is they have people that talk about how, you know, they're like, praise for the stay-at-home, read a book ball. And my favorite said, where did he put it? He goes, oh, this is Eloise Klein Healy. It says, my usual reading attire at home is a comfortable outfit of plaid flannel shirt and pajama bottoms of a different plaid. Since the stay-at-home ball is a formal affair, I plan to up the ante and read my books while clad in at least 3 plaids.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And he goes, you know, the more we do this, the more we don't have to. He goes, if we don't continue to support it, then it's back to the auctions and ice sculptures for everybody.
I am, I'm in, and I'm going to donate money to them because that is certainly a cause that I support. But I think...
I love that you don't have to pay $500 to buy a ticket, to go spend a ton of money on some auction piece that I can't... I could never do something like this, but this I can do, you know?
Well, let's post the information, and we know this is by the Los Angeles Library, and most of you are not in Los Angeles.
But we do have some Los Angeles listeners.
But A, we have Los Angeles listeners. B, if you want to donate to the LA Library, by all means. And C, if you just want to make March 1st to stay at home and read a book day, period, no matter where you are, hey, why not? Why not?
Or just mention it to your library system, because it's a great way to fundraise and
that's
not
true.
Have to
they might
do eye sculptures.
We'll definitely post a link to this, because I'm sure there's something online about it.
Yeah, there is. That's why I found
and,
it. And you get a cute little, I love it, they send you a little invitation. Last year it was like a fancy invitation. It was really cute.
And you know, how interesting would it be for one night not to watch TV or be on the computer or listen to podcasts?
I know.
Hey,
break
you
out your Kindle and get your read on.
Or break out a book with extra pages.
You mean like actually turn the page?
Ooh.
Craziness.
No.
All right, on to the string.
Yarn.
String? Yes, string.
What's
it's
string?
Yarn.
Yarn.
It's still string.
On to the elephants in India.
Yes.
Anything?
Yes.
Top.
I have.
And for those who hear the first time, the elephants in India is code word for the unwanted sentence. What are you working on?
What are you
working
on?
What's on your needles?
All right.
How many elephants in India? So much more exciting.
Well, Bailey, your foot is not a meal.
Let him eat his foot.
No, it's not good for him. Bailey, hey. Kisses only. No, because he'll get overly moist and he'll start getting a bacteria between his little toesies.
Put a cone on him.
Oh, I hate to do that. All right, so my works in progress and my finished objects are one and the same. I finished my sock that has been on a needle for
Woo-hoo!
Almost 2 years.
It is one sock that's very colorful, striped sock. What is it, basic grip sock?
And what I'm working on is the other one.
Very nice.
Took forever. Not that it really took forever. It was not that a lot of work.
No, but it's been on your needles
forever. For almost 2 years now. It is the basic rib sock. If you put in basic rib sock, it comes up. It also comes up when you print out the pattern of Wise Hilda's basic rib sock. And it's just a really basic, good. She says she doesn't like plain stockinette socks because they don't stay up. So this has
a
rib
has
all the way down.
The whole leg up is in ribbing.
Yeah, and then the top of the foot if you want it.
Right.
Just a basic, I did the first one, I want to say up to the toes on DPNs, and between that and learning how to use, and starting it again, I learned how to use one long needle. So I finished it off using a circular needle and then start the second one on circular.
Yeah, I'm like all for circulars and magic loop, you know.
Well, I watched her video today on how to do toe-up socks, and I watched her video today online, or on how to do two socks at a time on two circular needles. It's very interesting.
Did you know how you, that, which one is it? One of Leo Tolstoy's. Which one is it?
Anna Karenina?
No. War and Peace? Maybe. I think it was War and Peace. There is the first mention of somebody knitting two socks at once.
Really?
And I actually looked it up because somehow I read about it, you know, and then I looked it up, the actual phrase, you know, and it was the woman, and all the children would gather when she was done, and like magic, boom, she had two socks. She pulled one
what?
Out of the other. So I thought that was pretty neat historical reference there.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, well.
Because when did DPNs get on the market? You know, was she doing them flat? Like, what's going on?
No, it had to be in circular.
But when did circular with the needles come?
I mean, not on circulars, but on DPNs,
yeah,
probably.
When did DPNs hit the...
I don't know. That's a good question. We'll look that up.
I'm just assuming up to a certain point, everything was just done flat, and then you sewed it up. You know what I mean?
Are you writing this down? I'm writing this down. When did DPNs get invented?
So, yeah. So, this is my third pair of socks, but my first pair of socks in sock weight yarn.
Woohoo!
So,
I did two pairs of socks.
Oh,
sock
and it's
weight.
On Red Heart, Heart and Soul with Aloe.
We're straight back in the acrylic.
No, this is acrylic.
We're straight back at Red Heart.
Yeah, we're back at Red Heart, but this is a wool blend. If I could find it, I would tell you what it was.
Heart and Soul, it is called.
It
and
is.
Soul is spelled as S-O-L-E.
Yes, it's fancy. Damn it, I know it's on here. Oh, it's 70% superwash wool and then 30% nylon, which is pretty standard for sock
30
yarn.
And 70?
Yeah,
okay.
70 wool, 30 nylon, which is pretty
That's
standard.
That's nice. Yeah, you need that for the elasticity.
Yeah, the nylon for the wear.
Right.
But
That's
yeah,
pretty cool. And they feel nice.
Rustica.
It's multicolored. It's like
yes,
every color
on
the planet. And there's no green in it. Everything else is in there.
Yeah. And every time I get to that hot pink stripe, I'm like, where the hell? Is this in the other ski? No, yeah, it is. It totally is. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I am determined to get these done, and they don't match on purpose.
Good. That's what it should be with handmade socks.
I didn't want them. There are some people that will make these match, and I didn't want them
no,
to match.
No, that's not how it's supposed to be.
I agree.
So I have no works in progress.
What's FI?
That's moved to the finished objects just about an hour ago.
Oh.
I finished. So the next, I guess I can go ahead. The next work in progress is going to be two works in progress because my goal right now, and we'll talk about this later, the whole work in
progress
issue.
Yeah,
but
issue
I
is the word.
I want to finish up all the open stuff that I have. So the next one is going to be that American Girl's jacket.
God, how long has it been?
2 years. 2 years. American Girl, 12-inch doll. A jacket for a 12-inch doll is what? 4 inches long? 5 inches?
Yeah. You,
really? And I
is
have
it crochet?
The knit, the back, one of the fronts.
All
I need is one of the front and one of the arms. The arms is what? The size of my finger? You know, I mean, really?
Yeah,
what,
it's not like it's
just
a sweater for a big girl.
Right. So that's going to be the next one. It's just that I was not in the mood, but I need to finish this.
Yeah.
And then the Granny Green bag, I'm going to finish that one. That's crocheted. That is a pattern from Ellen, Ellen. And basically, it's granny squares.
Oh, yeah.
That you make in various colors or some version of granny squares. And you put them together.
Wait a second. If you're trying to wrap stuff up, why are you buying new yarn?
I'm going to start new stuff. Once I wrapped up the stuff, that's why I'm in a hurry right now to. So one of the granny green bag is a crochet.
Ton of motifs.
What?
A ton of motifs.
Motifs. Yeah, it's kind of sandwich, is it? I'm like, ton of motifs?
Yeah, I'm having a moment.
Anyways, you put those squares together and you cover a shopping bag, and then it's a really cool
reusable
shopping bag. So, anyways. Let's move on to finished objects then. All right, finished objects.
So I just have that one sock.
I have two finished objects.
It looks good though. My one sock.
It's a good looking sock.
It's a little tacky, but I love it.
It's a colorful sock. So one of the finished objects
is that hat.
Is the brioche hat, and I think we talked about this one the last time.
Did.
It's called, the pattern is called Crossing Over. It was one of my objects that I started working on in November of 2011 because it came out of the Vogue knitting fall issue of 2011. And it's a brioche hat. And brioche itself is not that hard once you get the hang of it, especially two-colored brioche. I would recommend for anybody for the first brioche project to do a two-color project because it makes it so much clearer. It's just so much simpler than a one-color. Yes, because you always do a yarn over and then and slip one,
mm-hmm.
and in the next row you knit the yarn over
beneath,
with the slip one together, you know, and then slip the other one. So.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, okay. It's so much easier with two colors. But the issue that I had with this hat was that this is not just straight brioche lines,
it's like,
but it's crossing
brioche,
over those,
yeah.
those lines. So that was a little bit complicated for me till I got the hang of it. And basically what happened is I got so worried and so with the crossing over parts that I would always lose the yarn over, and then the next row I would come back and I would miss stuff. So that's the first project that
just
I have.
Sure you're peeing on the couch.
The second one I have finished. Turn around for a moment.
Okay. Turn around.
And now you can turn back.
Damn it, you made my hat. You even stole my modification.
Yes, I did. I made it exactly like yours. Okay, so this is called the Up Top Hat. And I made it with all the rows in line. I don't have to shift in there.
Wait, what?
I don't have to shift of the one line in there.
What do you mean?
Remember you said you had a shift in there in one of yours?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, whatever. I thought you did, but
mm-hmm.
whatever. Anyways, so this is called the Up Top Hat. And it's made of dark country blue and light country blue.
Yeah, just go
blue,
look on my
Karen's
wrap page. It's
soft.
The same thing.
And what happened is Michelle had made this hat, and I liked it so much, so I've been bugging her to give it to me, and she never gave it to me.
Yeah,
so then I went on Ravelry, opened the project, and took the picture of her hat and put it on my project and called it Fine, I'll Make My Own. But I have never started on it. And meanwhile, I've been getting people have been favoriting it because just her picture was on it on my project. So anyways, I finally made this hat.
But you made it with my modification.
I
you
made
it exactly
with
the
exact same hat. I love
same
this.
Same color, same yarn,
yes,
same
she
modification.
Made some modifications to the rim of it. The what is it? The brim? Rim? Whatever.
Wait, did you use two strands of the light? Or
no,
just one?
Just one.
Yeah, me too.
So, I completely copied hers, and I have exactly the same hat, and I love it. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's
that's
really
when
cool.
you brought that out, I'm like, damn it, that's my hat.
But I wanted to say something here, and
sure.
I showed this to my husband. I'm turning
the
hat
inside
out. What happened is I had been using, this is brioche, not brioche, hello.
Fair
this is Fair Isle. And I have been using that Knit Picks tool that I talked the last time about. This is this little thing that you clip on your finger, and then you can strand the yarn, and then you don't get the yarn crossed over and stuff. And I used that, and it was perfect for this, and then I lost it. It's
oh, that's why you bought another
thing. Well, I need to buy another one, right? But you can totally see, and I showed it to my husband, and I said, you show me where I lost the tool.
Let me see.
And you can totally, on the inside, you know, on the wrong side, you
up
can
here.
Totally tell. No, actually, further down, right here.
Really?
Yeah, right here. Because once I lost the tool on the bottom part, it's completely even and straight and nice. And then it starts getting a little weird. On the outside, you can tell. I mean, you can never tell, but it's
you know,
just...
so yours isn't completely flat either. So it makes me think that maybe that's just the nature.
That's the technique,
of...
yes.
Because mine, yours is flat. No, it's the same. damn it, did you go in my closet and steal my hat? What was being sick in the bathroom?
Right. Look what I found. Look what I made.
That would make me so angry if it was my hat that you had gotten.
Prove it that it's not your hat.
We should take a picture of both wearing a hat.
Yeah, we should wear these hats together.
That's ridiculous.
That's our uniform now. Skein of this game.
And
uniform.
We should change it to the Fair Isle hat we both have. Right.
So I finished those two hats. That,
I can't believe
it doesn't
you
sound
that.
Like much to finish two hats in
2 weeks.
But
one's fully Fair Isle, the other one's brioche with cables.
Yeah,
yeah,
so they were not just plain chemo hats.
I was doing really well on this. And I'll discuss this too when we talk about the list. But then, like, my mom got sick and I kind of put it aside. Because you do have to pay attention to it when you do it.
It's a that up top hat. It's such a simple pattern, you know.
Yeah,
but
every row is a very simple repeat.
Yeah,
you just got to pay attention.
It's either two of the dark color and two of the light color,
like,
or
two and four, yeah,
or whatever. So it's really straightforward.
Now, how did you like doing Fair Isle with Caron SimpliSoft?
Oh, I hate Caron SimpliSoft. I mean, I love Caron. I have a love hate relationship.
Yeah.
That damn yarn splits so much.
I never had a split problem
ridiculous.
With it until I did Fair Isle and drove it. That was the one thing that the only problem I had with that hat was having to do the Fair
My
Isle.
Biggest problem actually was because you have so many stitch markers in this that there's like 12 stitch markers going around on that hat.
Oh, I didn't use any stitch markers.
I put a stitch marker every time on the pattern repeats. Oh, maybe I did too many. But my stitch markers
I know
got
a lot of
stuck.
People do their repeats, but I figured, should be okay.
I might have said in the pattern to put it up, because normally
it did,
I didn't. Oh, okay, that's why I put it. Well, what happened is the damn stitch markers
I'm
get
fabulous
stuck.
Like that.
Get stuck on the yarn, so I had to, like, detangle stitch markers from yarn. It was more annoying than anything.
But Fair Isle, I figured the pattern repeats weren't so bad.
No, it wasn't. It was like, 10 stitches per repeat?
Yeah, for lace, I need stitch markers for pattern repeats, but I was okay. Only because that pattern wasn't that bad for me. But it was fun. I had a good time with it.
It's a totally cool hat. I love the modifications you made to it, because the original has two colors and I don't like it that much. I like this better.
I like the what is that called, congruent ribbing? The next hat I'm doing is by the Fat Squirrel. She designed it, and it has that ribbing. I'm gonna do it.
So, but I really like the modifications, and I love the colors you chose for our hats.
Our group hat.
Yeah.
All right. So I made some purchases. There was a purchase I made that I forgot to mention the last time we recorded. I joined the Too Crafty Girl soccer. I got in basically. Finally,
yes, you're so excited. Tell us about your Yarn of the Month club or whatever.
No,
it is, right?
I wish it was Yarn of the Month. It's only 2 months.
What is it?
It's a small sock yarn club that Dana from Just Another from Unwind Yarns and Just One More Row podcast, and Ponky, I think her name is Plnkie, from Another Crafty Girl. They decided to do a sock. They're both indie dyers and spinners. I think Ponky's a spinner too, but they both decided to come together and do a sock club. But it's only 2 months, so it keeps the prices really reasonable, and it has like fancy themes. Well, not fancy themes, but like fun themes. But it's a lottery, and I've been trying to get into this group, and they do this very small lottery. I want to say, I think the first one was like 36 slots.
What's that club called?
Two Crafty Girls, I think.
Oh, okay.
They, like I said, they only do a small opening, which is why they do a lottery. I think the first time it was like 36, and then the second time they opened up to 50. I didn't make either one of those, and then they did and the yarn is, you have to wait like 6 months to buy the yarn that's in the group that they dye specifically for the people that get in the lottery if you want to buy it. And they only do like limited amounts, and I was just like, because I really like the first one.
So
she did.
You can only buy this yarn if you're in that group?
Or you have to wait like 6 to 9
okay.
months later to do it, if they offer it. So I really like the first color. I love their coloring for the first one. The first one was John Hughes Muesli's, like 16 Candles and Breakfast Club and all
right.
that. So that's where they got their inspiration from. And they did 16 Candles. There was a scene where John Cryer has on this hideous suit. And she picked up all the colors from that and called it Ducky, because that was his name in the movie. And I wanted it, and I was so mad I didn't get it. But she put it on sale.
Oh my god,
and I bought
it?
Two of them.
Let's see.
So this is her Ducky on her super expensive Luxe. Wait, it's okay, so she has a couple of different bases. This is her Luxe sock. It's 80% superwash merino wool, 10% cashmere, and 10% nylon, and it's 435 yards each. Sorry for the rustling.
So you have got, what,
900
yards?
70 yards.
Nice.
Because I'm thinking about doing a shawl that needs just over 400 yards, almost five, and a pair of socks I can get out of this. So that's Ducky. Very excited about that. It's gold and with flecks of orange and red and brown, and I'll link it. It's really, really pretty.
It's called Ducky?
Yeah. I didn't, okay, but I made it into the third round of the Two Crafty Girls Sock Yarn Club, and it's on art, which is perfect for me because I'm an art lover. And
right.
She's like, you know, put your art, you know, inspirations. And I'm the only person that's actually put pictures up of my favorite, you know, paintings. I'm like, this is my favorite painting. I love it so much because it's all symbolism. Ah. And I'm like, I love this painting too. I just saw it. It's $47,000 and I want it. And I told my dad that if he won the lottery, that he has to buy it for me. It's really pretty. I posted it on my blog. So I paid my dues for the Sock Yarn Club. I bought the first installation of the one I didn't make it in, which was, those two things were very expensive together. And then I did some impulse buying.
Always good.
Woke up Friday morning of a payday and was feeling kind of squirrely, and I was looking through, and I came across this yarn store that I think I have marked called Kirby Werby Sock Yarn, or Kirby, it's called Kirby Werby Yarns, and she has really interesting names and interesting stories behind the color she chooses. And I was going to buy Bahama Mama, which is a drink from
Bahama. Bahama Mama. Got the biggest town in, house in town, Bahama
what
Mama.
What are you singing? I've never heard that.
Bonnie M. Do you know Bonnie M at all? Oh my God.
I'm fairly well versed in music, but you got me on that
you
one.
You do not know Mama. Bonnie M. Holy crap. That's
what kind
like,
of music?
She's crazy like a fool. Mama, daddy, cool. Daddy, daddy, cool.
I may know their songs and just not know.
Oh, so big in Europe.
Oh, well, damn.
No, but over here, everybody knows Bonnie M.
No, everyone does not know Bonnie
so,
M.
So, like, link up some Bonnie M stuff here.
Bailey, leave Eve alone. I'm talking to you, monkey.
Bonnie M. Oh, my God. If I only knew how to play... Okay, this is looking weird.
No, remember it always does that.
Okay.
And we panic. Stop.
I'm so wish I know more technical stuff and could play some Bonnie M songs into it right now, right here.
Alright, anyway, so Bahama Mama, and I was looking at it and I was like, oh, so I'm looking, I favorite it, and then I looked and she had this other yarn. I'm like, oh my god, that's so tacky. I have to have it. The name of the yarn is the colorway is called the 70s called They Want Their Afghan Color Back.
And that is so, that's funny.
And picture your quintessential 1970s Chevron Afghan. It's going to be teal, orange, brown, cream, sometimes green. This one doesn't have green in it. It looks funny, but we've done that before and it's been okay.
Yeah, we're a little concerned here at the computer is looking weird, but whatever.
But so yeah, it's very tacky and I love it. Now Bahama Mama was equally as bright, but
dude,
in pinks
I can't believe
purples.
You don't know Bonnie M.
Dude, I'm
Mama.
Telling you, I'm fairly well versed in music and I have no idea what you're talking about.
Wow.
I mean, I'm pretty good. I even listen to music outside. It's based in Europe. I can only know so many European groups. I know the Phoenix. I know
ABBA.
I know ABBA. Do you know the Phoenix? They're out of Europe. Huge. Okay, so you don't talk about me.
But you don't know Bahama Mama. Man.
When did they come out?
Like in the 70s and 80s.
Okay, again, like now you're talking about a European group that came out quite possibly in the year I was born. Okay, if they came out in the 70s. You know, I can only know so much music.
Wow.
I love how you're the main one. You're just happy that you got some mommy, aren't you?
No, but seriously, Bonnie M. Everybody knows Bonnie M.
I've never even heard of this group.
You'll love it. It's such a guilty pleasure. It's like ABBA, just worse.
Hey, I love ABBA.
Me too.
But yeah, isn't that great? Stop teasing me because I don't know one one
Werby, Werby sock yarn.
Yeah, Kirby Werby sock yarn. It is a sock weight, of course. That's all I buy online. Is her soft?
Is this working up in stripes?
And it's striped. It's a self striper. It. I forgot to mention that she says. I think it's 6 rows or 8 rows of, the 70s call, they want their African colors back, of brown, orange, cream, and freaking teal. These are going to be some of the tackiest, most awesome socks on the planet. It is a 4-ply superwash merino, 75% superwash merino, 25% nylon, 450 yards. It's just really good. It's pretty happening. She's awesome. She's really nice, too. Super cute little note and really nice shop on Etsy. I highly recommend. If you like striping socks and you don't want to wait the bloodbath that happens on Sunday, what was that one with the striping yarns?
Yeah, Lollipop.
Lollipop yarns, yeah. If you're not into that bloodbath, there are plenty of other self-striping yarns.
Yeah, I know that they stand. I mean, Lollipop, they have nice yarns and all, but why?
They're not the only self-striping yarns
out
exactly.
there.
Yeah, exactly.
Why is everybody going so nuts over
there? And this was super reasonable compared to some of the other striping yarns.
Okay.
Like, it was reasonable.
Kirby Werby.
Helps if you pay. And I think Lollipop is a lot.
They're like $30 or more.
I think 34. And
yeah.
This was way under.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. So, I was happy. So, I got that. And then I got in on, I forgot what I ordered, but I got in on your
knit picks order. Yeah, I'm placing a knit picks
order. I
ordered
a stroll, didn't I?
One.
Hand-painted retro.
Yeah, knit picks. I don't remember because I have several people who got in on that order. So we get the free $50 shipping, which we probably have way more than that.
How many
now.
People were on that order?
That's one, you, some, two. Okay, that's too much brain power for me.
Wow.
Like five people or
oh
something.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Because I ask people, you know, one of my latest co-workers, she's been working at the company for a long time, but she's not working in the same area that I am. She's like 3 cubicles over. She, techno knitter. She goes to the West Hollywood group.
Why do I know her Ravelry? I think I might be a friend with her. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe you are, but she's now sitting. How cool is that? I have another knitter like
nice.
3 cubicles away from me. So
the yarn is really pretty, by the way.
Thank you. That's mercerized cotton.
Can you catch it?
I'm working right now on that granny green bag, which I'm making out of mercerized cotton. I'm sewing in strands of ends while we talk. Anything
like
else you bought?
Wasn't that enough?
That was plenty. Quite. There we go again. Whatchamacallit?
The Michelle Show?
No. God, where is my brain today? Trust fund baby.
Yes.
There you have it.
Oh, that's why I'm broke right now. And I'm going to San Diego for Fat Tuesday. And my goal,
I'm going to the Grove.
Oh, really?
For Fat Tuesday, right?
My goal is to eat my weight in food. So
right.
I set aside like $300.
Yes.
I'm hoping I won't eat $300 worth of food, but I won't be mad at myself if I do.
What's in San Diego on Fat Tuesday?
They're just having a big Mardi Gras thing down
oh,
there.
Oh, awesome.
And my friend Davis, his family's New Orleans based, so he wanted to do it.
Oh,
so
nice.
We're doing that.
My friend's coming in from Portland on Tuesday, so we are going to the farmer's market
nice.
In West Hollywood. So
but make note, we're driving down on Saturday, okay? And we're not driving. We're driving down around 5, 6 o'clock on Saturday. Going to do dinner and then hit the scene. We have no intentions of getting back till 3 o'clock in the morning. And he doesn't drink, so I'm going to do enough drinking for both of us.
Right on.
Yeah, what I don't eat in my way, I plan to, you know, fill in with alcohol.
Nice way to go.
And knowing me, I'll have like one drink. I'll be like, I'm done. I just want to mention that Eve, because she didn't say it, got wool of the Andes. What color?
Oh, I'm ordering wool of the Andes. I haven't placed the order yet. It's going on Sunday.
Okay.
Wool of the Andes in black and yellow or gold yellow.
I might come off that order if you have enough because I really don't need more sock yarn.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Okay. Let's just be honest.
I'm ordering wool of the Andes black and yellow yarn to make a hat, a Pittsburgh Steelers hat for my friend. Then I'm ordering comfy in black and gray to make this. Everything has a purpose. The skull illusion scarf for my husband, and I'm ordering palette in black and gray to make the skull aisle hat for my husband. So
a lot of black.
A lot of black and
a lot of yellow.
Gray.
Yeah.
So yay. Woohoo.
So yeah, I might come off that order because clearly, and I have, I don't even know what I have coming from the sock yarn group that I'm in, club I'm in. So I got yarn coming.
Yeah, no, I'll let you know. I mean, I think we have enough.
Didn't we talk about stash 2 weeks ago? We have to post our stash pictures too.
Right, I have not actually. I bought a file cabinet. Okay, I'm not going to tell the whole file cabinet story because it's sort of like an I Love Lucy episode. But
you know, Jill has one too. She bought a file cabinet. She's having, like, it doesn't store as much as she thought. And
no, you okay? Here's the file cabinet story. The short, the Reader's Digest of the file cabinet story.
Not everyone gets that reference, but go ahead. I love that reference. That's one of my favorites.
I did not. I looked around. I wanted to have a file cabinet that has four drawers and a lock.
Okay.
That was my requirement.
Trying to keep people off your yarn?
No, I'm not. It's not. It's actually for files.
Oh, okay.
So,
Boo.
I know, right? So I looked around and these things are like, whatever, 180, 200 bucks for that size that I wanted, right? Just the tall ones, you know? And I'm like, you know what? I always see people throwing them out and throwing them away. Where are they when you want them, when you need one, right? So I was like, I'm gonna look on Craigslist, looked on Craigslist, found nothing. Looked on eBay, found one. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna put $20.65 in. I'm never gonna win it, but whatever, you know? And it was a little bit bigger than what I wanted. Ends up, I'm gonna wait. I won that thing for 20 bucks, you know. Well, problem is, it's down in Irvine, so and then I got the measurements, or I had the measurements before. I just never realized, I never thought I would win because I looked it up. That file cabinet is actually new, somewhere between the cheapest one I found is $1,050 because it's a 5-drawer, 42-inch wide, 67 tall, so it's 5'8" tall. 42 inches wide, about as wide as this table is here. Big one.
You know the table's 5 feet wide, right?
Okay. Yeah, it's fine. Maybe it's a little bit shorter.
Oh my god.
But it's a really big one. You know? I'm like, crap, it's not gonna fit in my car. I had to drive to Corona to get a truck. Then I had to go to Irvine, then to LA. Then
well, you could have waited for our yearly, what to call it, lottery sale, and you could have got the same thing for 20 bucks from my doll.
Well, I didn't know you had that.
We have a lottery at work.
Oh. Well.
But you never know if I'm going to win or not.
Right. Well, so then we couldn't, got home, could not get that damn thing off the truck because it was so heavy. We couldn't get it up the stairs.
That was my question.
Thank God for Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Hi,
Jill. Because I called her and I was like, help, you know, so she came and she helped us. We had to roll this thing to the back of the building and then bringing up the stairs. Then another neighbor came and thank God helped us because otherwise we'd still be, because at one point we were stuck with this between stairs. It was so heavy. It was so big. It was a nightmare. It took us 2 hours to get it from the truck to the apartment. And only because of that other neighbor coming,
did you guys get
we finally got the last push, got it up there. I looked it up. That thing is 275 pounds.
Well, if it makes rolls, not going to make you feel any better. I used to have this one neighbor. I hear thump, 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 and I look outside. My one neighbor, now she was a big girl, but still, she moved her sofa by herself.
Crap.
I look out of the because we lived upstairs. Just, you know, you had to come up like, what, 8 stairs just to get to our front door. And I was on the bottom floor. She was up on the next landing. And I look out, go, do you need help? She's like, oh, no, I've moved it like 8 times.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
I'm like, are you moving it by yourself? She moved the damn thing by herself.
I mean,
I don't know how she did it.
It was
short and it was probably cheap. Right. But, and not a file cabinet. The file cabinets are by nature
super
heavy. They're
so bulky.
And they're bulky. Wow.
That was a nightmare. So what?
And
I don't even know. How did
that?
I even get onto that?
I don't know. Stash.
Right. So then the file cabinet moved into the office. Now the apartment is already filled to the brim. So now we've been playing musical furniture, you know, because I moved the file cabinet there, but then something else had to go here. It's just been going on. So I have.
And yet it's not holding yarn.
It's holding the old scrapbooking stuff.
No,
all of it. It's out of sight, you know. And the files, of course, you know.
Yeah, whatever.
But it was crazy. It was like an I Love Lucy episode if you had filmed us. So,
that's crazy. I kind of hate I wasn't there to watch it.
Yeah.
I would have, I get, look, I guess I would have helped.
No, like I said,
to the left. Totally grateful for Lisa being there and for the other neighbor showing up. And she just took, because at that point when she showed up, she just couldn't get into her apartment because we were blocking the stairwell.
So she had to help you.
And at that point, we were all exhausted and mentally drained. And we had a file cabinet stuck in the stairwell, you know. So she was like, okay, well, I'll help you, you know. And she takes off her shoes, throws her shoes to the side, and is like, let's go, you pick it there, you take it there. And my husband's like, no, we can't live there. She's like, just take it, we'll take it back here. Boom, boom, boom. 5 minutes, we were up. It's like, well, what just happened? She came in like a whirlwind and took over.
She went to get home.
She just was awesome. So.
Well, I want to get a file cabinet or something like that for my yard and stuff, but where in here am I going to put it? I don't want to block a window.
I don't know if those are so good for yarn.
Yeah.
Aren't those plastic, the clear plastic boxes where you actually see what's in them, aren't they so much better than a file cabinet?
No, they're, I mean, we all have them, but there has, we got to come up with a better way to store yarn.
Oh, it's a market.
It is a market.
We need to invent something.
I agree.
You know, we need to come up with some sort of a yarn business because I wanted to go to TNNA and we can get in, or TNAA, whatever it's called. Can't get in there unless you have a yarn business.
Or you don't pay.
No, you can pay.
Oh,
you have
really?
To be an associate and affiliate. And then I looked up all the ways. If you're a designer, you have to get letters from magazines. And if you are a store owner, you have to show them your business things, you know. I'm like, we have a podcast.
Let us in.
Let us in.
All right. So for our little discussion today, I was thinking, you know, we always wait till like 4 days beforehand and go, oh, God, what are we going to talk about?
Right.
And I was thinking, and because we talked about stash and stash diving, I was like, yeah, I want to stash dive. But then I was like, you know what? I can't make start anything else. I have a billion other things. Yes, I need to get through some of my stash, but I have a billion other things that are taking up ample stash space that need to be finished. So you know what we're going to talk about? WIPs.
Weep.
We're talking about
Weep.
The whips.
Whoop. Whip.
How many do you have? Why
How
so
many?
Many? Do they haunt you? How are you going to get them donezo?
Oh, God, the whips.
All right, so yours aren't even whips. I don't even understand why you have those up as whips. You should have them as in your queue. That way, because you don't have that many. If
My
you take out.
My queue is not working.
What do you mean it's not working?
Because I.
You forget it when shit's
no,
on there?
The
queue, that's why I paint mine up there.
Q doesn't work. I don't think that Ravelry Q is working at all.
I've never had a problem with it.
I mean, it's working. I can put stuff in there, but I just don't, I cannot distinguish between a Q and a favorite.
What do you mean you can't distinguish?
I put everything in Q. Oh, I want to make this. Yeah, I'll put in the Q. I'll make it. You know, so everything goes in the Q.
So that's not Ravelry's fault.
But it's not working.
I love how she said it like it was Ravelry's fault. That
no,
it wasn't
I didn't
working.
Say it was Ravelry's fault. It's just not working.
That's why you have to monitor your queue. But a lot, you see people like they have 3,000 things in their queue and 5 things
right.
in their favorite. I'm the complete opposite. I only put things on my queue that I plan to make. Like my queue, minus like 3 things, is printed out and taped to my wall. So I make it a point not to add stuff that I'm really, really not going to work on. And I just added my favorite.
I just
and
make
I put
them,
tags on everything so when I want to go look at it, I can.
I just make them projects.
But
then I'll really make them.
You only have like 3 works in progress. It's not.
No, I don't.
You have the Smelly. You have.
Wait,
the,
I have the. I have my works in progress right now. It's the. The 200 quadrati di coperta, since I was doing Google Translate. That's an ongoing project.
Yeah.
That's from that Jan Eaton book,
the
200 crochet blocks.
Yeah.
And I'm making all 200, or at least the ones that are not duplicate, and make a blanket out of that. So that's a long term. Then I have the Josefina's jackets, which is the American Girl
right.
jacket. Then I have the Granny Green bag.
Okay, so here's 3.
Then I have the Punisher. That's a hat that, but I'm having a hard time with the design of it.
Okay, so 4.
The True Blood Cowl. That's a shawl that I'm making. That was from the True Blood group.
So these have actually been started then?
No, not all of them.
See, they're not works in progress if you haven't started it. It's not in progress.
But they're open projects.
No, that's not what it says. See, that's why I don't think you should have them in there. You're stressing yourself out about stuff you haven't even fucking started.
Well, this one is done. The fine, I'll make my
own. Have you started that?
That's the
yes or
one.
No? Have you started it? Have you started
February? I have to make it this
have
month.
Have you started it?
No.
Have you started that?
Yes.
Have you started that?
No.
Have you started that?
Nope.
Have you started that?
No.
You're down four already. If you just move him to the queue. Bailey, stop molesting her. All I see is this
Bailey.
Little face and a tongue. Bailey, hi. Come here. Come here. Come here.
Go to work.
Come give me kisses.
Okay, kisses over there. Thank you. Goodbye.
Give me kisses. Come here.
So, yeah, I don't know. I would be interested in hearing how other people do this.
No,
with
no,
the
no. Let's
queue
not.
Claiming.
Hold on. Let's just deal with how you need to what.
I need to finish 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You can't finish something you haven't
6,
started.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I have 12 projects, of which one is an ongoing project.
And how many have actually been started?
1, 2, 3.
4.
3.
3.
3.
I thought you said you started that one.
Oh, yes, 4.
Yeah, 4. So you only have 4 works in project progress. You made it seem like you have, I got 14 works in progress. You,
12.
No,
I brought it down from 15 to 12. I'm working my ass off on getting stuff done.
It's not in progress if it hasn't started. That's part of being
know.
In progress. It's a requirement.
Like this one is where I'm waiting for the yarn that I'm ordering from.
So you definitely haven't started.
Fine. But they're open. Okay. I have,
all mine have
I
been
have
started.
I have 14 open projects.
Fine. I will give you open projects.
Right.
Although it does not say OP in a corner, I will give you open projects.
Right.
Do you like her math? I don't like her math. Yeah, see, Bailey doesn't
see,
like
the
her
whole
math.
The whole queue thing doesn't work.
This ain't working either.
Clearly, the Ravelry queue is not working.
Yeah.
So I have them as open projects, and they gotta be done before I start that epic.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
It's so annoying to go to your project page.
Why?
Because I'm like, because I know they haven't been started. I'm like, that hasn't been started. It's not a work in progress. And I sit and look at them like, it hasn't been started.
But I have like.
What?
Definite plans on all of these. I know which yarn I'm going to use. I know what needles I'm going to use. I know the pattern. I have the pattern
mm-hmm.
printed out.
Have,
it's all ready.
Over there, I have the yarn with the pattern in this what's going to be his project bag. And until I hook a chain, it stays off the project page.
Okay, fine. I promise.
Say it. Ooh, we have a witness.
I
He's
promise
furry.
That. After I'm done with these,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to put any new ones unless they're cast on or
Yay!
Started. I don't know what I'm going to do with my open projects.
We're going to have Ravelry fix their queue.
The queue feature.
Yes.
It's not working.
See, I'm like, it's been working for me. I don't know what she's talking about. Maybe I missed something. No.
Well, do tell about your
okay.
open
I have 7 real open projects. 2 of my open projects on Ravelry are my craft room and my spinning wheel.
Okay, those are not real projects. Those are just
real projects.
Well,
it's not
so
yarn
is like
projects.
my sewing stuff and my observed yarn bombings. Those
yeah.
2 are there, but they'll always be open. They'll always
no,
be
my
there.
Spinning wheel at some point should be done,
yeah.
And at one point this room will have curtains. You know, and a rug, you know, and chairs that don't scrape up the varnish off my floor. So there's 7 real ones. I have 1 hat, 2 shawls, 1 sweater, 1 pair of socks, and 2 afghans. And what I have, my plan, so the question was, why so many? I don't know, stay off my back. What you call it? Do they haunt me? Oh, do yours haunt you?
4, 6, 8, 9.
Okay, and I said 2 that come off. The
okay, 7.
Well, yeah. I did the math at work today. I was working hard. I was waiting for my vendor.
So do they give you sleepless nights?
Yes.
Because?
They're not done. They need to be done. I did a whole, and we'll link to this too. I did a whole page about how I am not starting anything new until I get a number of items off my page. And my plan is to have my socks, my basic rib socks, my Modern Garden cardigan, and my Eloise shawl wrapped up by the end of the month.
So what are you going to have by the end of the month? Today's the 8th. Let's go to this. We have a section here, goals for the next recording. What are you going to have done by the next time we record?
By the next time we record, I plan to have the basic rib socks that I showed you, my first finished one and quarter of the other one done. The ones that are in my heart. And then the modern garden cardigan done. And now I'm afraid of that because I don't know what size I was knitting it in. I'm not sure because I know I made a modification. I'm pretty sure the modification, I'm a little concerned it doesn't fit anymore. So, but I think I was chubbier when I started it, so it should be okay.
Do you think you will realistically be able to finish this by the next time we're recording, 2 weeks
from
now?
Yeah, because I plan to have those socks done by this weekend.
Not the socks, I'm not worried about the cardigan.
Yeah, because all I have left is the sleeves and the yoke.
Okay. What happens if you don't finish by the next time? No, it's got to be some punishment to it.
Does it?
This has to be something.
I'll feel bad.
That's not good enough.
Bailey, is it good enough?
No.
See? Yeah.
He said no.
Bailey. See, look at the kids. Mommy's fine. Mommy's a good girl.
That's lame.
Why do I have to be punished?
Because if you say you do something, you need to have an incentive to actually do it.
Yeah, I want them off my freaking... I want to get down to 5 open projects, as you call them.
5 open. Okay, I am...
So what is going to be my punishment?
I don't know. Something yarn related.
I'm not giving you yarn if I don't finish my shit. I don't like that plan at all. I ain't making you shit.
You make me a prompt. You make
no,
a prompt.
No, because that just adds on to my list of shit that's open.
Okay, fine.
I'm not giving you any of my yarn. You can't have Bailey.
You have to run in your underwear down to the block and back.
No.
I don't know. Okay, that's lame.
Hey, it's the dead of winter.
I just saw Mario Lopez. He lost some bet for the Super Bowl. So he was streaking around the Grove.
Have
but he was wearing his underwear, so it wasn't really streaking.
No, it's close to streaking. It's cold. Are you wearing hail at my house today?
I am not. Lisa told me that you posted on Facebook.
Yeah, I had a solid, this thick up against some of the walls around my house of
Wait,
hail.
Were you not at work today?
No, that was this morning it hailed.
Oh, wow.
I went to leave, and right before I leave, the last thing I do is take Bailey out to the front yard to potty, and I take him out. I said the P word. I said it. He looked up we're going to potty. And I took him out, and it just started raining, huge raindrops as soon as we started to come back in. And I walked in the kitchen, took him off his leash. I walked in the kitchen, and I hear this, storming rain. I'm like, wow, it's really coming down. And someone says, it doesn't sound right. Something sounds wrong. And I look out of my window, and it's freaking hailing.
Other people are sitting there are you kidding? We have to listen to them complain about hail.
I know. It freaked me out for a second.
Up to my neck in snow, and you're worried about
this is
hail.
How LA I was.
Really?
I looked at the window. I was like, I can't go to work in this. I called my dad. I go, it's hailing. I go, I can't. I've never driven in a hail before. I'm like, and I just got a brand new car last week.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. I'm not driving. And I have to pay for my own insurance now. I sure as hell wasn't driving in the hail. He's like, no. He's like, don't drive. He goes, because it can damage your car. I'm like, yeah, I'm not planning on driving.
Well, it wasn't raining forever because I had the rain too.
But hail and raining is different.
Right.
There's a picture. We'll totally link this. Oh, I got to find it. My friend has a picture of a hailstorm. His car was parked outside. It blew out all his windows. And then it also, it was a total write-off because it was so much hail damage.
Wow.
And it was literally, the hail were the size of golf balls. Just completely
crazy.
Trashed his car.
Yeah, it was raining today, but then
See, it didn't rain so much down here. It was like a lot of hair.
No, it
like,
was it was raining heavily over there in LA.
You know, I lied. I decided I was not going outside today because it was too damn cold. It could have been raining and I just didn't know. I was like, it is too damn cold. I'm not going outside.
No, so did you or did you not go
outside
to work?
Yeah, I went to work. I just had to wait for the hail. It's hail for like 7 minutes.
That's funny.
It was great. Hold on.
Well, she's gonna go and get some pictures of the hail because
hell yeah, the
most
pictures.
People don't know what hail looks like.
No, it just doesn't. I haven't seen hail. It hailed at my condo once the 12 years
I
lived there.
It hails in Pasadena ever so often lives the mountains.
See, that's what I'm saying. I live in South Bay and it just doesn't hail that often. It hailed once the 10, 12 years I was at my condo.
Well, I went for a walk with Sad after today when between the rainstorms we were it's cleared up, let's go walk.
Does she work that close to you? Oh no, that's right, both of you guys are off.
We are off, we're on the same Friday off schedule, so that's good. Okay, how did we get from the works in progress to the hail?
Oh, does it haunt me at night? Yes, it totally haunts me at night. My plans to get it done. Okay, my plan to get it done is, hold on.
That's hail.
That's outside my door.
Oh, wow. She had some hail for all of
look at that. It looked like I had a light snow, right?
It does.
It was nice. Ridiculous. It's not just me being a paranoid LA person. Like,
we're
it freaking
get,
hail.
Like, death threats soon if we don't stop talking about our, like, half a
no,
millimeter of rain that
well,
we
if
have
you read my post,
compared
no,
to everybody else.
No. If you read my post, what I said, I go, please know that this is nothing compared to the two storms that are sitting over the East Coast right now. I totally just about winter here. Stay warm and safe, my East Coasters, because they're about to get hit by
right.
a really bad storm.
Right.
Trust me, this is just me being an LA person that doesn't understand anything past sunshine.
I love the rain. I love the rain.
This
I'm not a big
rain
fan
enough.
Of snow, but I love rain. Oh,
I love rain.
I could...
Easily
live
know
in Seattle or Portland or something. That would
okay.
be good for me.
So
okay, works in progress.
So
open
my,
project.
Yeah, so that's my plan. My plan is to get the socks done this weekend, the sweater done by the next time we record, and the Lee shawl by the end of the month. And then my hat that's on there is something I would take the knit nice because it's monkey work.
Mm-hmm.
And then my afghans, I just want to have them done by the end of the year. Those two can stay on there until they're done.
Right.
And then my something blue shawl. That's one of those things because it's, you know, my first lace weight, not lace weight, but sock weight lace shawl. So I'm not trying to rush through that at all. So that's kind of my.
Well, four of my open projects.
And I'm not
projects,
frogging anything. I'm just going to finish them all.
Three of my open projects, sorry, are the Pay It Forward 2012. And I want to get those out of the way because it's way past 2012.
Yeah,
so
we're
in need to,
work.
And
I
then I have two
idea.
Sewing projects for 2012 that I need to finish.
Oh, I got to finish my quilt too. Oh,
well, what
the
about
way,
the quilt? How is that?
I'm just scared of it.
The ones with the strips, what are they called? The jelly roll?
I'm afraid of it. And one day I'll be like, I'm not going to let this punk me and I'll sit down and do it. Everything happens like that with me. Like, I'll get afraid of it. I'm like, I'm afraid. And they're like, why are you afraid of it? I don't know. And I found the piece I was missing for my sewing machine, too.
Oh, good.
So I feel a little better. Oh, and you know what started this whole whip thing, too? I made a new friend on Ravelry. She had one work in progress.
What?
One.
That's crazy.
One. Just one. Not 12. Not 7.
So of your works in progress, are more of them crochet or knit? Or is it even
ooh,
split? How are you doing that way?
Let's
because
see.
I think mine are mostly knit this. Couple of crochet projects, but more at the moment heavier on the knitting as I weave in the ends of my crochet item. Right,
I know. Of the 7 open projects I have, 4 are knit, 3 are crochet, but the afghans are crochet, and then one shawl, and then everything else is knit.
Nice.
Crochet projects are just easier to get done. It's like you could like sometimes I look at a crochet project, I'm like, let's do this.
It
you know?
It just totally yeah,
it's
I think
just different.
And overall I find I don't know, it depends what you do. I think it just depends on your mood. Sometimes I'm just not in the mood for crochet and then other times I'm like, ooh, that's all I
oh,
want.
Oh, we
do,
know that's
you
all
know?
I want to do over the last like what month
yeah,
is crochet.
You're very heavy in the crochet.
I love it. I forget how much I love it until I go back and I start working on some crochet. I'm like, oh my god, I love this. And I'll be crocheting for a while. I'm like, I don't like knit. And I'll pick up something then I'm like, oh my god, I love knitting. It's just like, it's just, you know, a lot of it is, I know, a lot of it's is project driven. It's just, you know, and that's what started me knitting. I got mad that I couldn't make half the shit on Ravelry.
Right.
I'm like, I gotta be able to do this.
I wanna weave. My friend Pam is weaving and I'm like, oh, I wanna weave. Okay, my new boss's wife, she's like some weaving
Maverick
who like does whole portraits that are a full wall, and she's like famous and she gets like $20,000 for woven pictures and stuff. So I gotta
talk to her.
Not because of that, but I wanna weave, and I don't wanna weave portraits. I don't have the artistic.
You know, you
thing.
Want a giant portrait
I want,
of me woven on your
right.
wall.
I want to weave like, I don't know, just a little bit. I don't know. I can't start another.
This is the same person that's like, why would you weave? Oh, you can make her placemats and runners.
Still, that's the one thing I still have with weaving is like, how many placemats and table runners and scarves can that person need?
I need placemats and table runners.
And scarves.
Yeah, I can make them.
Anyhow, we're at an hour and you don't look so, you look a little yellowish in your face.
Really?
Yeah. You don't look too hot.
I don't feel too hot.
Yeah. We better call it quits. Do we have anything else that we wanted to mention or talk about?
I have a new car.
Yay.
It's hot.
I want to thank...
It has Bluetooth built into it.
Nice.
It's so cool. And a backup rear camera, which is so misleading.
I love that backup.
I
cannot live without it anymore.
I hate it. Because
I think
it's
the best
so,
thing ever.
No, because you're like 5 miles away from something and it looks like it's really far away in the camera when you're really like right up on it in actuality. Like things are definitely closer than they seem.
Yeah, you just gotta get used to it.
I don't depend on it, so I don't.
I like it. I get confused when I go into my other car that doesn't have a backup camera and I put it in the reverse. I'm like, why don't I see where am I going? Where I don't know, and then I'm driving backwards. I'm like, why don't I see what's going on behind
and
me?
That's,
you know,
exactly,
like,
what,
oh,
my uncle
my hand.
Warned me against. He's like, do not become dependent on it.
Yeah, because I was completely lost without it there for about a minute or so. Then I was like, oh, if I turn my head, I see what's going on behind
yeah,
me. You know,
I don't. I just
the thing
it.
Is, you have to still, even if you have the backup camera, you still have to look back.
Because
you don't
see your
side. Right. And I almost like killed a couple of people in front of my house when I backed up. I was like, oh,
we
you were not in my camera. You.
The only thing I like about it is that you can see people that randomly decide to walk
right,
behind you.
Right. Yeah. So anyhow, I wanted to say thank you to, I don't know how to say it, Vidansha, Vidansha is her Ravelry name. She talked me on our book thread into continuing with Gone Girl because I was slowing down, and it sort of is grabbing me. I can feel it, so I'll get into it like in one more chapter. I'll be totally like, oh, I need to read this now. So thank you, Vidansha.
I do have to say, I know I mentioned it earlier, but the very pink tutorials that we did our circular Bailey, that we did our circular tutorial sock things that we both did. You also copied from me, but then
yes,
yarn. I watched her other. I watched two more of her tutorials, and they're really good.
Good. What's her name? Very Pink.
Verypink.com, I believe it is. If you just put Very Pink into YouTube, you'll bring it up. And what's interesting is that you can buy her patterns on Ravelry, but all the videos that go along with it are on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's for like I'm still gonna buy the pattern for the two socks, two at a time on two
mm-hmm.
circulars, because I want to be able to follow what she's doing.
Right.
But if you want to, you can just use whatever pattern you want and just follow her technique,
right,
which is good. But if you're like a beginner, like I was like, you know, this pattern is $8. I'm still going to do it because I want to learn how to do this. And it was worth the money for me. She's funny. She doesn't do any outtakes. It doesn't look like. She's really good. I love the camera angle so you can see what she's doing. And she's very clear. The patterns are well written. I like her a lot.
Very Pink. We will add the links to the thing. I bought a crochet hook. A size like, what is it? A tiny one. Because one of my projects of 1.1 millimeters...
Oh, you don't have the steel set?
I'm gonna, no, I just have one tiny crochet hook.
Yeah, I bought the
because
set.
I want to start my next project with beads, so that's gonna be coming up. And I'm also
Are you
still...
gonna bead one at a time, or are you gonna pre-bead with
no,
my bead spinner?
No, I'm gonna do one at a time with the crochet hook. And then I'm going to, I'm also still waiting, and I had some false alarms from the post office for my level one.
Oh, is it coming?
Masters should be coming in any day now, you know, so.
Cool. All right.
Let's see. Both of my friends now have passed, so I'm like.
On their first time out?
No, they have to do redos.
Oh, that's
and
right,
everybody
that's right.
has to do redos, but they're through, they're done, so I need to wait to see if I have to do it all over again or
I would
what.
Not. Be okay with redoing it. Like I like to shoot. I like to get stuff done out the box, you know?
Me too, but everybody has redos. I don't think
I like to think I'm perfect.
Good for you. With that, perfect Michelle and I will wish you all a happy 2 weeks. Oh,
and Kim in New York from Craft Stash, be safe because we know it's raining on you. And all our East Coast listeners,
yes,
be safe.
Be
because
safe. Be
you guys
warm.
Have two very large storms coming your way.
If you need anything, let us know if there's
like
anything
wine,
we can do.
We can
wine.
Send you booze.
We can send you scarves.
Scarves. One of my, hi, sweetheart, you have to party, don't you? When my vendor, she was like, yeah, she goes, I heard about your little hailstorm this morning. She goes, I thought of you. I go, well, I heard about your storm. She goes, I got plenty of yarn. I'm good. plenty
nice.
Of wine. I'm sorry.
Well, I've talked to some people over there, and they were interrupting the crafting, and they couldn't do anything because they didn't have electricity. So this sucks. You can't, you're stuck in your house because you can't go out because of the storm stuff, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can't really do any knitting because it's so damn cold and there's no electricity. And it's
dark. People.
Still,
don't
it's
cool. It.
You're with your nose and face freezing off. Yeah, not happening.
Well, you can't fly out too because a lot of places have they've canceled like 300 flights.
Crazy.
In and out of New York because they just don't.
Oh, God.
It's smart though.
Yeah.
Lucky.
So stay safe. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Oh, on the podcast number episode number 19 thread. Why don't you tell us what you commit yourself to making in the next 2 weeks? What is it that you're going to do so we can hold you to it and punish you?
And
if
make
you, don't
you run
do
around
it.
My block naked.
In your underwear.
What are you going to do?
All right. Music. Bye,
bye,
everybody. Wait, where's the music?
Oh, I have a puppy. I can't dip. I don't have thumbs. You don't have thumbs? Is that why you don't clean the house when mommy's gone? I can't see.
He's getting all excited.
I know he's outside, I can tell.
Bye! Bye.